Wow, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we're so thankful that you guys are here tonight. And I'm excited about this series that God has put before us right now. And the title of the series is right there. Let us pray. It's Let Us Pray. God desires for us to increase in our prayer life. How many of this series has been good for you? Man, it's been excellent for me. It's been really amazing. God has been opening my eyes to new things in His Word. And so I just want to quickly kind of give you a little bit of what we've been talking about. I believe that God has called us to pray and pray without ceasing. His Word says in 5:17, never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances. Never stop praying. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. I believe God has called us to be a people of prayer. Anybody agree with me on that? He's called us to be a people of prayer. And we first talked a little bit about that Jesus was a man that prayed. He walked this earth and he prayed often. He prayed a lot. He prayed so much. He spent a whole nights in prayer. He would pray all night long. And each and every time that Jesus prayed, some miracles followed that. So I think it's important enough for Jesus to pray. It's important for us to pray as well so that miracles can take place in our lives too. Does anybody believe that? We want God's miracles in our lives too. So I believe prayer is important. So we talked about, you know, what is prayer for? And if you'll remember, we said it's an invitation for the Creator of all things to come into my life based on Revelation 3:20. Here I stand at the door and knock. He says, if anyone hears my voice and opens, I will come in. That it's an invitation for the Creator of all things to come into my life. He is knocking on our door, waiting for us to allow Him to come in. Prayer is opening that door to the Lord in our lives. Next, it builds confidence. It causes us to be confident. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, this is the confidence we have. Say confidence. Say confidence. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we will have what He has asked of Him. So praise God. It builds confidence. Next, it destroys worry and brings peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. See, listen, when you worry, you stop the flow of God in your life. But I believe when you pray, it breaks worry. So I'm saying to you, if you worry a lot, I'm saying maybe you're not praying enough. Because right there it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. So if you worry a lot, maybe it's time to start praying a lot. It destroys worry and brings peace. Next, it starts things and it stops things. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 through 20. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again, I say to you, if two agree on earth about anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For wherever two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Hallelujah. How many love God's word? He is with us, He says. He is there. So when you start things on earth, it starts things in heaven. And when you stop things on earth, it stops things in heaven. How many want to know that when your prayers go up to the Lord and to heaven, that they make things move, that they change things? How many want to know that your prayer is effective and it changes things? How many want your prayer to make a difference? So this is why I believe the disciples one day asked Jesus, so how do we pray, God? He said, teach us to pray. They said, teach us to pray. And over in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 through 15, this is our passage that we're taking and we're expounding on and we're studying. So if you take notes, you need to make sure you write this passage of Scripture down, look it up, mark it in your Bibles. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 through 15. But we're going to hone in right on verse 9. It says, pray then in this way, Jesus tells them. He says, pray like this. And He says, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. 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 So He taught His disciples how to pray. He said, pray in this way. He said, pray in this manner, which basically He says, here's your pattern for prayer. This is how you need to pattern your prayer. This is how you should pray. Pray like this, He says. Now, how many of you have ever when you were younger, you remember mom and dad or someone in your life teaching you how to pray, say a prayer, you know, and maybe it was a simple prayer, a good night prayer. You're praying for your day, or your parents taught you some basic prayer. Does anybody remember anything like that? Yeah. And all of us do remember those kind of things, but I don't believe that we should just stop right there. Well, lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. You know, I believe that God has called us to deeper places in prayer. And let me just say this to you. If you want your life to continue to move further into God, into your relationship with Him, your prayer level needs to come up. Your level of prayer needs to come up. If you're tired of continuing to go around in the same circles and never seeming to get anywhere, it's time for the levels of prayer in your life to move upward. Say, I want my prayers to move up. So we've been talking about seven keys of prayer in the Lord's Prayer. Seven keys of prayer in the Lord's Prayer. And if you'll remember from a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the first one. He is my Father and He is holy. The first key is He is my Father and He is holy. And the first part of the verse there in verse 9, it says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And you'll remember we talked about us being connected with God because He is our Father. And not just Father, the Father figure in our life, but He is Abba, Father. And the word Abba literally means daddy. You are my daddy, God. And now, some of you may not know your daddy or may not be close to your father, but I'm here to tell you that when you connect with your father, when you know he's daddy, it's like curling up in his lap and anything, everything's okay. Because now we're close to the Father's heart. And this is the picture that Jesus is talking about when he says, and when he said, pray like this, our Father who art in heaven. He says, Daddy, who is in heaven. Hallowed be your name. And remember, we talked about hallowed. Hallowed means set apart, holy unto the Lord. And we talked a little bit about the names of God and about the meanings of what God means. So let me say it like this. If I'm a good daddy, and I feel like I'm a pretty good daddy to my children, I have certain characteristics about me, right? I'm a hard worker. I love my children. I try to bless them. I try to do good things for them. I want to make sure I'm there for them when they need me, right? These are some characteristics. I'm honorable. I'm caring. I'm just saying some things, and maybe I'm not all those things that I want to be. I represent joy to them. I show them affection. See, these are some of the characteristics of a good father, and that I try to be a good father. So when you go to a father who you know has these characteristics, you know he's always going to be that way. But the good thing is, see, God says that I am a father that never fails, never leaves, never stops. And he says, even fathers on earth know how to give good gifts to their children. If they ask for this, I won't give them something else. If they ask for bread, I won't give them a scorpion. So he says, I'm going to give good gifts to my children even more than fathers on earth. So I want to tell you this. Listen. The heart of a father. So Jesus is talking about God here. He is a father. And the word about, and he says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we have to understand the characteristics of God, who he is. What is God like? What is God like? What is his characteristics? If I'm a father, you know, if I'm a father that does good things for my children, if I'm a loving father, a hard worker, what is God's characteristics? What is he like? See, I'm here to tell you, if you learn to know, if you begin to remember and know what God is like, when you are praying, it unlocks the things that you begin to receive some of those things that God is. You understand who he is. So when you pray, you have confidence in him. Do you get what I'm saying? Because God is a good father, because God is good. Listen to this. There's a lot of the things about God. It's built into his name. A lot of attributes. He is Yahweh. He is the one and only. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, first and last. He is our creator. There's many words that describe, many names that God has, but these are some of the meanings of those names. He's creator. He's the shepherd. He's our banner. He's our healer. He's peace. He is our provider. He's the Lord that is there. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of our righteousness. Everything that is in his characteristic is in his name, and so much more. So listen to this. Knowing who he is, that is knowing his character, helps us know how to pray. I'm going to say that again. Knowing who God is, that is knowing his character, knowing his attributes, helps us to know how to pray. It helps us know how to pray. Let me give you an example. He is creator, right? He created the foundations of the world. He spoke and worlds came into existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He is a creator. So knowing the characteristics of God, knowing that he is a creator, we can pray in this way. God, create in me a clean heart, a right spirit. Create in me new things. Create in me the things that aren't there. So listen, God spoke to nothing and he created something. So you say, well, in my life, I need God to bring wisdom. I need to bring some new character in my life and some new areas in my life and some new things to life. So you know the God of creation. He is the creator. So you pray in that way. I know who you are. Hallowed be your name. Your name is creator. And so God, you created me. Create in me something new. Create in me. He speaks to the empty places and creates new things. The Bible also says of him that he is our shepherd. And I love 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. So this is, listen, I'm trying to give you some help here in learning how to pray. So as we know who God is, we know that God is a shepherd. Just like my children know that I'm a hard worker. And so they can count on me that I'm going to fulfill my duties to them. I'm going to follow through, right? I'm a finisher at my house. I make sure things are done. I'm the finisher. Finish your homework. Finish your dinner. Finish cleaning your room. Finish your laundry. I'm the finisher. Finish getting ready. Let's go. It's time to go. Time to go. I'm the finisher. My kids know that I'm the one that helps to get things done. And see, God's characteristic is this. He is a shepherd. This is who he is as a father. It says, hallowed be your name. Your name is shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me into new pastures beside streams of water. He restores my soul. Listen, as you understand who God is, his characteristics, you know how to pray. Am I helping you here? You know how to pray because you know God is a shepherd. And so you pray, God, I know that you are my shepherd. Lead me, God. Lead me in my life. Lead me away from sin and lead me into your truth and lead me to the new places and the new pastures and new life, God. Lead me. It helps us to know how to pray when we know who he is. He is a shepherd. He will guide you, lead you. A shepherd is a protector. He protects you. God, you are my shepherd. Protect me, God, from the fowls of the enemy. Protect me from the arrows. Protect me from the attack of the enemy. Protect me, God. You are my shepherd. Do you understand when you know the characteristics of God, when you know who he really is, you can begin to pray that way. Am I helping you here? You know that when God is your shepherd, he's going to help you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to lead you. He is your shepherd. You also know that God is your healer. He's your peace. Jehovah Shalom. He is my peace. So when you pray, knowing who God's characteristics are, you say, God, I need peace. And I know that you are God of peace. You are my God who is peace. All the characteristics that he has is within his spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, temperament, self-control. God, listen, God is everything that we need. And so when we understand his characteristics, we know how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your name is above every name. That name is shepherd. That name is healer. That name is peace. That name is joy. That name is love. When you understand who our Father is, you know how to pray. So we talk, well, the first one is, he is my Father and he is holy. The next one is, God is in charge, not me. God is in charge. Number two, there's seven characteristics we're pulling right from here. Seven keys of prayer in the Lord's Prayer. The second key is, God is in charge, not me. So the verse there says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you write things down, I want you to write these a couple of things down right here. If you like to write things down, write this down. We must pray God's plans. We must pray God's plans, strategies, purposes. We need to begin to pray God's plans, God's strategies, God's purposes for our lives. Oftentimes our prayer starts with me. Oh, God, help me in this time, my time of need. I'm broken and I need you. Trust me, God knows your need. The Bible says that He knows your need before you even ask about it. He knows what you need, and He's going, as a good father, is going to provide for that need in perfect time. So oftentimes we pray for our own needs and pray for our own selfish things, but we don't receive what we pray because we ask wrong. So we must pray God's plans, His strategies, His purposes. Write this down. We must come into agreement with God's ultimate and final rule. We must come into agreement with God. You can just say it that way. We must come into agreement with God, His ultimate and final rule. It is your kingdom come. It is your will be done. When I say that prayer, I say that in a way that says, God, you rule in my life. You rule in me. I am yours. I am yours. We must pray and we must come into agreement with God's ultimate and final rule. Next, we must declare His authority over me. We must declare His authority over me. Authority. Now, authority is a powerful thing. If a police officer stands in the middle of the street with his badge and all of his clothing on, and he's got his knife, his flashlight, and he stands in the middle of traffic and he holds his hand up, these 18-wheelers and all this traffic stop. Why? Because he's strong enough to stop an 18-wheeler? Is that true? No, it's not that at all. What it is that his hand is standing there, and behind that hand is not just that cop, but is the whole police force. And it's not just the police force, but it's the governor and the National Guard and the military. Everything is behind him because of the authority that he holds. Do you get what I'm saying? He has authority because it's been given to him. Listen, your kingdom come, your will be done. It is your authority that I pray. It is under your guidance and is under your power that I believe what you say will happen. See, when you learn to pray and when you begin to know who God is and pray His will, you begin to pray what He wants. And I love what Jesus said all the time. He said, I listen for the Father, and I won't say a thing unless the Father says it. And I won't go there unless the Father takes me there. And I won't move unless the Father moves me. Do you get what I'm saying? It's time for us to step up in our prayers. It's time for us to move past just the basic things and begin to move a little bit deeper. God is in charge, not me. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We must come into agreement with God's ultimate rule. We must declare His authority over me. Next, we must trust His ways over our ways. We must trust His ways over our ways. Listen, if you trust yourself more than you trust God, you're walking in pride. If you trust your own wisdom more than you trust the wisdom of God, you are walking in your own pride. As I'm standing here, I'm reminded, God's reminding me, you know, because I've dealt with pride a lot in my life, because I feel like that in a lot of ways I can do things. I got strength, I've got knowledge, I've got talents, I got things that I can do. But I have to know that all the things that I have within me came from the Lord. He's provided for all that I have. And so instead of saying, I've got this thing, I don't trust in my ways, I trust in His ways. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God is supreme over all. And so you want to pray the right prayer? You want to start growing in your prayer life? Your kingdom come, your will be done. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Your ways are higher than my ways. God, I trust you. I don't trust my own ways. I don't trust my own mind. I trust you. And be led by God. Be led by God. If you want your prayers to be effective, it's time for us to quit praying for our own selves so selfishly, but begin to pray God's will over our lives. Your kingdom come. He says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Next, we must submit to Him. We must submit to Him. God wants us to know that. He wants us to submit to Him. It is His kingdom. It is His rule. We are just part of that. We have to step into that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Seek His kingdom above all else. Live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. He will give you everything you need. How many, you know, you want God to answer your prayers and give you everything you need? I'm telling you, when you seek Him first, when you put His kingdom above yours, when you put His will above yours, when you put His thoughts above your thoughts, when you put His plans above your plans, God will begin to move on your behalf. He will begin to unlock some things in your life. It's time to quit praying prayers that are selfish gain, and it's time to press into God. James chapter 4, verse 3, you ask and do not receive because you ask wrong. James chapter 4, verse 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrong, to spend on your own passions. It's time for us to quit being selfish in our prayers and begin to say, God, your kingdom come, your will be done. So what we pray is, God, I need you to bless me right here in this financial thing. God, I need you to pour out money right here because I need you to open up. But God's saying, how about maybe I want to teach you something? And so rather than say, God, pour out this financial blessing in this area, but I say, God, I know that you are my provider and I trust you. I know that you provide all things. I know that you are God who provides. That is in your name. And so I trust you for my provision. God, I'm not looking to make things happen, God, but I'm looking to trust you. I'm not looking to make my will happen, but I want your will to take place. God, I'm not looking to make my own way, but God, I want to make your way my way. Do you see the difference? God is calling us to be a people who pray correctly. And Jesus told His disciples early on, when you pray, this is how you do it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your name is great above every name. It is the name that changes everything. Your kingdom come, your will be done in my life. Your will be done in me. Not my will, but your will be done. That's my prayer. That's my desire. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. We need to learn how to pray. Effective prayer. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman makes much power available. I believe God is causing us to see new things in His Word and know how to pray in a better way. How many in this room, you want to know God in a new way, in a revelatory way? You want to see some new revelation come to you in prayer and in your life, and in His will coming to pass in you, and not being in bondage and not continuing walking through the same things over and over, but you want to begin to step over some things and be able to hear God's will and move into new levels. Is there anybody that's like that in here? Why don't you stand with me tonight, and let's just begin with this, right? Let's just, we're going to complete this service tonight with some prayer. God, we thank you that you are God, and that in your name is all provision. God, that you say of yourself that you are our provider, and that you are our joy and peace and strength, and you are our shepherd, and you are our healer. And so, God, we know that in your name is all your attributes, and so we trust you, God, not leaning on what we know, and not leaning on what we believe, God, we trust you. And so right now I pray, Holy Spirit, all these that are here in this room and that are listening to right now, God, that you would begin to open our eyes to new areas of prayer and new ways to pray and new things to pray. God, that you would, Holy Spirit, that you would begin to speak to us and show us in your word and show us how to pray. We say, just like the disciples, teach us to pray. Let us be men and women of prayer. I thank you, God, that you're taking us to a new level in prayer, God, that you're moving us up. And God, we receive this word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.